Rupa.
Hi Rahul.
Hello.
Great win for first game. Just want to get your thoughts. You've spoken often about the kind of influence that Virat has had in your batting, in generally your perspective as well, in your game. How is he, you play with a lot of captains, how different is he, what makes him special as a captain, in terms of the influence he has on all of you guys? Because you always talk about Dada bringing in the aggressive era. What would you think is special about Virat's captaincy, the way he leads the game?
I think it's how he's set examples for us. He's led by example. He's gone out there, done the job for the team so many times, and we look up to him, and we see how he builds his innings and the kind of energies and the enthusiasm and the passion he has on the field. It spreads on all of us, and we learn a lot from him. And he's somebody who's just not looking to have great performances individually, but he wants to take the team along. He's always showing us the way. He's always sharing his experience and giving us feedbacks and telling us what he thinks we could have done better. So that's the sign of a great leader. And we're enjoying playing under him. And it's just been one game for now, but for the guys who've been part of the test team, we know how aggressive he is as a captain. And we love playing under Virat. He's always, supported me and the other boys. So, yeah, it's good to have a young leader as well, and also to have MS in the team, and who'll not only guide Virat as a skipper, but also the youngsters like us, who, we've just played two or three one days. I've played only two or three one days myself. So, yeah, it's good to have both of them in the team and to learn from both of them.
Sydney.
From whatever I heard of your question, I think you're saying, how do we handle the competition that's in the team? Look, that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps us motivated. We know that, there are other guys who are capable enough to do the roles that have been given to us. So that just wants, that's what wakes me up in the morning to go and train harder and, turn up at practice every day and to work harder on my skill and my game, because I know there are able enough and talented guys who are waiting in the bench to come and take my my place. So it's a good place for a team to be in. We love the competition in the team, and as individuals we've never complained of competition or pressure of the other guys performing. Gets us going. So we take it in a positive way and try to remain focused and disciplined in our work ethic and with the way we go on about our games.
Before we take our further questions, main peeche sabko request karunga, please thoda silence maintain kariye. Please thoda silence maintain kariye. Richard.
Sir, Jake Ball, one of the England bowlers, suggested yesterday that they might try go out with a few more bouncers.
Good luck to them. He's had so many runs under him, and if you looked at the innings he played last time, lot of the runs came off the short bowling, and not a lot of us are worry about the short ball. I think it's we like the short ball. We like to get runs of short bowling, and without knowing him and having watched him score so many centuries in his career, I don't think it's going to worry him at all.
Deva.
About 700 runs scored in the last game. and both the sides having tremendous batting lineups. Do you think mentally at some point you guys are ready that probably this is going to be the norm in the next 4 years also, lots of runs being scored? Or do you think at some point the bowlers will have some kind of say?
Well, as a batsman, I wouldn't complain if, you know, both the teams are getting runs. We look to go out there and try to make the best of the situation. We don't have control over what kind of wickets we're going to get. We as a bowling unit, we will sit down and think about where we could have done better and how we could have restricted England to maybe 40 or 50 runs lesser than what they did. But again, like I said, it's not in our control. So we look to go out there and give it our best shot and try to put up a great show for the crowd and look to make the most of whatever opportunities have been given to us. Look, it doesn't affect me or doesn't bother me, and I don't think it, you know, it's a headache for the coach or the captain. He'd love to have players competing for the same spot, and like I just answered his question, it's just going to make us more motivated and help us to go out there and train harder. So it doesn't really worry me. We look to make all the opportunities that have given to us count, and whoever does the job for the team will play in that slot.
Thank you very much. Sorry.
Can you just tell us which England batsman you guys consider to be the most dangerous threat? Might it be Josh Butler? And do you have any experience of playing against him, maybe the IPL? How do you consider him as a white ball
threat? Yeah. Look, when he was batting last game in the middle, we were worried about Josh because we know what he can do at the death. And we watched him in the IPLs, and you know, he can play all around the wicket. He's a 360 degree player. So someone we'll have to make sure we get him out early. That's our best chance. And we've seen how he's changed games and won games for England. So yeah, all the batsmen in the England lineup are, you know, good players. They showed it to us last game. So we have to come up with some plans, and you know, the best plan is to get them out early.
Thank you.
Thank you.